An Aquaman trailer is on its way. First images, video from Wonder Woman 84, and info on the DC digital platform right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Johnny, we both have two hands in and a foot. What are you doing?
Yes!
Yes!
That's six hands and a foot. That's how excited we are to be here right now. This is the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. What's going on, everybody? We don't have the full squad. We thought we were going to have the OG squad, but Mike Kalinowski had crime he needed to go fight, so he is not here, unfortunately.
Always fighting crime.
Yeah, but hopefully next week. But have no fear. We're ready, all right? We have plenty of stuff to talk about. We got a trailer coming. Comic-Con in a couple of weeks. Wonder Woman 84 looking amazing. So let's get to it. We are at DC Movies SK on Twitter. Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jake Quasto on all social medias. That man right there, you can catch him every single week right now on the next Food Network star. He won Comeback Kitchen. Now he's facing a bunch of newbies, and he's going to put them all down. And also, you can catch him on FX, on FX Movie Download. Follow him everywhere at Adam Gertler. He's Adam Gertler.
Hello.
What up, man?
Good to be back. Thank you. A couple of weeks on the East Coast, home,
yep.
Recharged. Doghouse NYC open there, new pop-up. Very excited.
Where in NYC?
In Soho at 62 Spring Street in a space called Chef's Club Counter.
That's the pricey area.
They do residencies, and we're doing there. Yeah, we're selling the most expensive hot dog on the block.
But, I had a Polish kielbasa.
Oh, you did? You had a Polish?
Oh, so good.
It's one of my favorites.
And I added egg and avocado and onion, and on that bread, it was just all so good.
I sign off on all that. You did a great job.
Thank
See,
you.
Roxy just built her own at Doghouse.
Yeah.
She put it on my Polish wiener,
yeah.
And she went from there, of course, on the King's Hawaiian bread, grilled with clarified butter. It's delicious.
And I'm so half Polish. I'm always down for kielbasa.
Yeah.
You're
it's
half
a good one.
Polish, but you're none of my tribe?
You mean Jewish?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have not 23'd in me. I don't know.
You've got to.
Yeah. I guess I should. I will. How do I do that? To suave my cheek or something? I don't know how it works.
It does sound like they paid us to say this now, but we...
No.
They're not sponsored.
23andMe is doing just fine. They do not need us whatsoever.
There's a lot of Catholic in the Polish, though. I mean, it's not
yeah.
all Jews.
I'm Polish Catholic, but I mean...
It's very true.
I don't know.
Anyways, all Polish people?
Speaking of Jews, next to Adam Gertler, she is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show. You find her everywhere. She just shot something incredible for DC this week that we're excited to hear about. Follow her at Roxy Stryer because she's Roxy Stryer.
You know what that's almost as cool as? The chat saying that I love feet. It's almost as impressive.
It's over. Wow. We're like 2 minutes in. We've already ruined Roxy's life with a whole bunch of new GIFs that are going to make her week. I don't know. Special, at least. Have at it. You're
it's
welcome.
Like, maybe when Adam put his foot on the table, maybe I got hearts in my eyes. Who knows?
You're setting them up. You're guiding them with your hand?
I do not mean to. Yeah, I'm excited because I feel like we're really starting to ramp up in the DC news section. Like, for a couple of weeks, it was pretty quiet. And then last week, the week before with our Todd announcement, next week, which we're not going to announce right now.
We're not going to say who, but we may have, like, a monstrous special guest coming into the studio.
So just saying, the last couple weeks...
I've been DMing with this person.
Okay,
and,
that's a nice tease.
We're gonna hopefully set it up.
Yeah,
good
so
tease.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty in on DC right now,
yeah.
And I'm pretty in on this show. We've been doing this for 4 years.
Not
and
Is November 4 years?
November will be 4 years.
Oh
so three
God.
And a half. We've been doing it more than 3.5 years.
Jesus.
And my heart feels ready for DC magic. Like,
yeah.
I think we are on the upwards. We're on the up and up. We've got Aquaman great things. We've got amazing Wonder Woman things we're looking at. We've got awesome Shazam stuff. And I'm just like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And it just
Knock
so happens to be June 21st, Roxy, which means, do you know what happens exactly 1 month from today?
A month after the first day of summer?
Yeah. Besides that.
Also, it will be
July 21st.
Yeah.
Which is
Hall H Day at Comic-Con.
So you're saying we are 4 weeks away from whatever DC is going to bring forth into Hall H, unperturbed or blocked by any Disney studios or Marvel or any presence of anything like that?
To be precise, we are 4 weeks and 2 days because June has 30 days. But yes,
okay.
Hall H, July 31st. That is going to be when James Wan...
No, 21st, not 31st.
I'm sorry, that's my birthday, July 31st.
I'm the 13th. Cancer and Leo.
Blurred lines.
Jamaica. You missed an epic
video. Blew
up. I'm willing to flash, though.
Okay. So James Wan is going to drop the Aquaman trailer at Comic-Con Hall H. That's a fish.
I think that we predicted this. However, last week on the show, if you remember, Mike Kalinowski put his foot down and was like, there is no way, shape, or form that James Wan is waiting a month to drop this. This is coming next week.
Well, Mike Kalinowski's brain is very clouded by his performances on the Schmodown recently. So, matter of fact, I think because he knew Gertler was coming, he did not show up. I don't know.
Just saying. Cannot confirm or deny. But we actually walked to the car afterwards, and Mike told me, this was last Thursday, he said, mark my words, tomorrow morning. Right. I said, why are you throwing that out there? He said, tomorrow morning we're getting an Aquaman trailer. I know it. I feel it in my bones. And it's a week later, and we know that's coming at Comic-Con. So just saying, Mike.
I like that. I think some footage was shown somewhere, and so people started all spreading the rumors. And I love James Wan has actually been really great.
He's the man.
You know, being responsive and everything. He got right in front of it. He said, just so nobody gets excited or get pissed off. Just like he said a while ago, he's like, this is a long time to wait for a trailer, guys. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that pissed me off earliest about Justice League was that horrendous, I don't care what you say, looking CGI on Cyborg. And James Wan was not going to have it. He's like, it's got to look right, even for the trailer, and it's going to take as long as it takes.
And if we're going to go even further back to BVS, I still think it was a mistake showing Doomsday.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't even so much a rendering or an effects issue. With Wan, he specifically said, it's the effects. Mm-hmm. They're giving these effects a lot of time. They're doing a lot of things that haven't been done before. They're building a lot of new technology. And I think we've waited this long. Why not do it on the big screen? You know, everybody's going to have it the minute it happens, just like with Wonder Woman last year. But Wonder Woman, it was like the second trailer by that point, right?
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about
that. And Wonder Woman
was
being released. Well, I guess it was being released in March, right? It came out in March of last year.
So that's why it would have been the second.
Right. But this is, this is the shortest time between like a release date and a no trailer.
So does that mean we're still going to get two more trailers between now and December? Ooh. Like two more after Comic-Con, I mean?
Keep in mind, I was expecting an Aquaman teaser, but they're saying trailer here. So we're talking like maybe a full 2 minutes?
It's a little too long for just to be a teaser, right? You can't just do like a water thing and the logo and a thing. Like it's got to be, or even a 1 minute. Like I think it's going to be a two minute trailer.
Right. Since we're already in July, we're essentially, we're 5 months out.
And then another one in like November.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe two.
You know,
I'm
loving all these puns. Tim in the chat, Aquaman's about to blow us out of the water. I have so many water puns.
Yeah.
So many Aquaman things. I'm excited to see everybody after Comic-Con because I have a feeling this trailer, since we waited so long, is going to be awesome. Really bring the Aquaman love. Aquaman's a character who has gotten a lot of hate for a very long time for being goofy and just this dude that can talk to fish.
Douchewads and Entourage did to him.
Yeah, but that was fun. Vincent changed his life.
I never watched the show. I don't know.
That was fun. It put it out there in the ether, so I think it's actually really cool that this is happening. Mm-hmm. Because even when they used it in Entourage, I thought it was a really cool commentary on actors and tentpole filmmaking, and like that was a pretty cool thing, having James Cameron be about it. And like now it's actually happening.
Yes.
With James Wan and an exciting filmmaker.
I think James Wan, man. That's why when people were starting to panic about, you know, the whole DCEU because people weren't happy with Suicide Squad and then people weren't happy with Justice League. And I was like, oh, it's all going to hell. It's like, no, just because one thing isn't up to your expectations doesn't mean others won't be. James Wan had nothing to do with any previous project.
I know.
Everything James Wan does knocks it out of the park. And you can tell with the calm demeanor that Wan went into this, he was never worried. He's like, I know what I'm doing. I don't care what else happened. And that's why everyone should be excited for Aquaman.
And they started to at least give us some cool pictures and stuff. I mean, we'll see what Patrick Wilson looks like. We've seen Orm.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and there's even some commentary, I guess, about like what his problem is. Like, Orm is a hater of surface people.
Well, we have a quote here if you would like.
Oh, how coincidental.
Wow, yes. Did you know that was going to happen? And you were possibly teeing him up?
Not
no
unless
way.
I had a rundown in front of me or something.
No, that, we would have had to have done prep work for that.
Not on this show. Not on our watch.
What is prep work? I don't even know.
Prep.
Is that like when he makes sausages?
Preparation.
Oh,
exactly.
Got it.
It's mise en place.
So Wilson says he is an eco-warrior, and he says, Orm seeks to unite the seven underwater kingdoms to declare war on the surface world, an idea that does not sit well with Arthur Curry. And that's essentially where the conflict begins.
I mean, I love that as a place to conflict. Like,
sounds about right, though.
If we need a reason for the people below the surface of the water to be angry at the surface dwellers, for the Atlanteans to want to have a war and Orm to stir them into that versus Arthur, who could probably possibly bring peace between both worlds, it gives you, you know, it gives you a great place to play on.
Yep. And also, it reminds me of The Little Mermaid. So
was that the crux of The Little Mermaid?
Well, they don't want her, that part of that world. Yeah, they don't want her to go up with the land people.
I knew it was better down where it was wetter.
Yeah, under the sea.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the sea!
They just don't talk about the Atlanteans, but they're in the background.
Definitely.
For sure. I think,
and just like any good villain.
Big ocean. There's Ursula more water than
and
land,
Ocean so. Master are best friends.
Okay. Wow. That's a spinoff I'd see. That could be on like the other line of DC films that they're starting
it's
to make.
It's possible they could have shipped at one point. They could have been shipped.
Ooh.
Oh, like Lost at Sea ship? Was that like a...
Possible.
No, I think like made out shipped.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know if Ursula... I'm forgetting what her lip situation is.
But you know what reminds tentacles. Me of Ariel with the red hair?
Is Mera, yeah.
Yes. Well, so there's your connection right there.
About Orm, I was just going to say like any great villain, the villains always need to think they're right. If the villain thinks that they're a bad person, it's not as good. Obviously, he thinks he's right. Curry thinks he's right. And boom, that's where the conflict will happen. So.
Yeah, and probably Arthur doesn't want to have anything to do with the Atlanteans. He's rejecting his royal heritage. Or, you know, at least that's a classic trope that we've seen before. But maybe it'll be somewhat surprising. I'm interested to see what happens. This is exciting. This is Momoa is finally in the leading man chair. And I think there's probably a lot of speculation, as there was before Gal. Which is like, this guy looks great, but he has yet to lead a big film successfully.
Well,
so
it's essentially
that's
the
what's
same
really
situation
happen.
That it's, we had with Gal, where we saw her in BVS and people had all of that, like, liked or didn't like her, thought it was right. Same thing with him in Justice League, but not leading it, like you just said. So
yeah, and some people, I mean, listen, some people thought he was a highlight of the film. Some people thought he was too surfer boy. Some people thought he didn't have enough to do.
Surfer boy like Skater Boy? Does Avril Lavigne have a sequel?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm. Totally the same
he
kind of thing.
He was a surfer boy.
Yes. Yep, that's all. That's what you need of that.
Got it.
I wasn't going to keep going.
No, that's too bad.
Speaking of Amber Heard, she's going to be Mera, and she had a really good quote here as far as, you know, how Zack Snyder pitched her to be Mera, and she says, "He had me at Warrior Queen." She said, "I'm allergic to being the damsel, the two-dimensional archetype of what women are often limited to in this industry, especially in the superhero world. Zack got me at Warrior Queen." He said, "You get a sword and a crown, and I'm like, I."
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. That's great. I still think her hair is a little too neon. No. She looks awesome.
It's totally Ariel, right?
Yeah.
Or is it a little more orange than
it's
Ariel?
It's a little more orange, a little more neon.
So I'm so on board with that.
No, I think it's awesome, and I'm glad that she wants to play this really badass woman. I will say to women out there, you don't have to have a sword to be a badass, just to say.
Well, no, you don't need a sword to be a badass, but it does help.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be sold by this as an actress? I don't think there's a single actress in the world that would be like, nah,
I know, but I think this, honestly, without to get into like personal stuff, whatever, I think, you know, everything, she just went through a very big breakup.
That's
and to
I was
land
thinking.
A major role like this, it's kind of got to be easy, because I can imagine one of the hardest things about being in a relationship with like multiple famous people is like, inevitably, yeah, you're both famous, but one person is like, super famous.
You're talking Depp, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But in any dynamic like that, it must be hard to keep your own sense of self. Like, it just,
well,
I know.
Especially with what may have been happening.
Right. So that's all to say that it's a tremendous opportunity, and I bet she had a lot to work off of in a role like this as a warrior princess.
Yeah. I agree.
So this is interesting here. Toby Emmerich was talking to Entertainment Weekly and had a couple of interesting quotes. The one that stood out the most is they're asking about Aquaman being mocked in pop culture. He says, "What's the most worried thought about Aquaman you'll admit to having?" He said, "My most worried thought is that it won't be ready in time." What?
That's, I think, just him being funny.
Yeah. I would assume so.
There's a few comments in this article where he does take a little bit more of a self-deprecating tone. That's not to say he puts down anything, you know, that was done in the past, but it's a little bit more of like, let's just get it done. They're not going out when they were saying before, like, when Tsuji Hara was like, "I've seen BVS. I know it's a masterpiece." I think I think the executives have taken a bit of humility now, and they have to just be quiet, be humble, and put out a good product one at a time.
Just like Kendrick says, be humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he later on was talking about, I believe this is what Toby Emmerich was saying, when they were asking about why they chose the December release date, and he was like, but to be honest, it's just as soon as we could have it ready by, and we just wanted it out there soon. There really wasn't that much more thought process.
Great.
Into
you know what,
it.
Though? Dude, I think it's great. December 21st, I know.
No
that
Star
time
Wars
of year,
this year. Yeah, Star Wars, really. I mean, let's just see that this could be. You might
saw
look
that
back
they took
on this.
All spin off off the table right now, Star Wars.
I know. I saw that. So, but imagine in it's a world show, where, like, but... Star Wars, like, had the December. It was Aquaman versus Star Wars. It's a different thing. Now Aquaman kind of has it. Now, yeah. like, Star Wars is not, like, untarnished. It's a very interesting potential move here. But remember, before Juan took this job, he was almost out. So I'm sure whatever negotiations happened, he has a serious final cut, and he was not to be effed with during this process. So let's – I mean, I think
but
a lot
also,
of pressure on his shoulders.
He's exactly what DC loves. I'm sorry to say these two words in the same sentence because I know how sick we are of them, but dark and gritty. Mm-hmm. That's what he's used to doing.
Yeah.
Dark yep. and gritty. And DC is all about that.
Well,
but
I mean, Aquaman.
That the tone, right? The tone of Aquaman, people are saying, is much lighter.
Yeah, that there's some lightness, but it's also still, like, not this character to be laughed at. It's not a funny character.
Yeah.
He's like this dark
It's
going to
look gorgeous, too, yeah. they said. But yeah, December 21st, I think it's great. If we're, you know, those of us that live in Los Angeles, there's at that point, there's nothing to do. I think we should all just go together if we're all still in town December 21st, the best time of year.
I love Christmas time in Los Angeles, just driving around.
Well,
like
we'll be going to the premiere, so.
I hope
right.
so.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be at the premiere.
Yeah.
And Patrick Wilson's going to be on the show.
Thank you, Warner Brothers, so much for that invite. We appreciate it.
If anyone's got any WB hookups, we would love to do things at the premiere, if that's possible. He did say, yeah, those are pretty much all the Emmerich quotes. I think we covered all of that. Do we want to move on to WW84?
Did you wish you were going to say WWE because it's come out of your mouth so many times?
It does come out of my mouth quite a bit.
All right. No, let's move on to 84, though.
WW84. First look at Wonder Woman, and the getup has changed a little bit.
A little bit? A little brighter?
Yeah. I think she's looking awesome.
Well, when doesn't she? Yeah,
and she honest. And it seems like a new wig situation, too.
Maybe it's looking more classic. It's looking a little bit more 80s, a little bit more voluminous,
it's a wig?
For sure.
I would assume.
Or extensions, at
least,
right?
Yeah, yeah, some kind of weave wig extension situation.
Yes, yes.
With that wave 80s kind of feel. She looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Can I know that you guys probably talked about this last week, but what were you guys, and did you play my video that I recorded for you guys last week?
Yeah, of course.
So did anybody, what were people thinking about the A, are they pissed about Steve Trevor being in the movie, or... B, do you think it's going to be like a really clever way that we're all going to kind of be all right with it?
It seemed to be mixed opinions on A, whether we were seeing him because the gods figured out a way to get him back kind of situation, or B, Mike seems to feel like it is either flashbacks or she's seeing him, but we were like, but why is he in 80s clothes then? Mm-hmm. Why is that how? So,
and then I threw out a really dumb idea that they shot down immediately. I said, what if we never saw him die? What if he got saved by a Green Lantern?
And oh, that's cool.
And they laughed at me.
I did not laugh and laugh. I just don't think that's what happened.
Well, similarly, I've heard people postulate that it was perhaps a god that plucked him out of the plane because of his selfless act or something
Could
like
have been.
This. Or you know, we haven't talked about the fact that Diana's father may be Zeus, the king of the gods, in which case that is a very Clash of the Titans thing to do, but Clash of the Titans is one of my favorite movies from the 80s, or at least from 80, right? So it's possible. So, we don't even know if he's really there in the physical flesh, but I trust them to figure out a clever way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we do have, obviously, the first look. We also have some footage. I don't know who was taking this footage. There's a couple videos up there.
They were kind of, like, not snickering, but speaking while they were doing it. I couldn't make out who it was either.
It's very good quality, though, too, wasn't it? Like
when they zoomed in?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. From what I looked, it looked like pretty HD, was it not?
I only got the best one. This is her doing some stunts.
Yeah, I think that looks pretty good.
She's all wired up and whatnot.
I kept thinking, is it her? And then finally we saw her face, and it was, but it just, for some reason, it didn't look like her to me.
She's just hanging out.
So, yeah spoiler she warning seemed, if you don't want to see anything about...
She seemed super duper uncomfortable, but then towards the end, like, they figure it out. But I have to imagine that those cables can't be particularly comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's, like, at the end of a jump, like a... a super jump or a landing.
That's
perhaps
what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then we see her actually have some movement with it, too.
Yeah, she starts to fly in just a couple of seconds, perhaps.
Still, people are confused about what Wonder Woman's ability, like her motion is. Is she just jumping like crazy?
Right.
Is she flying?
That is something I wouldn't mind having a little bit more clarified. Yeah, I feel like her power set is certainly very muddy. Right. It's like she blocks. She doesn't get hit by bullets, but only because she physically blocks the bullets because she gets the bracelets there really quickly.
Yeah.
And then she seems like she doesn't fully fly. In some iterations, she does. I'm going with she's got more like a Hulk, Incredible Hulk kind of jumping situation. Chat roll, what do you guys think? What do you think is her flying, jumping ability?
That is what
film?
I felt like as well. But we will see more. And I think that that's what would cause for cables like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That jumping kind of maneuver.
Well, she's
kind of
going forward. It's very interesting to see. I don't know what that is exactly, but we also don't know who's taking this video. Nonetheless, right. Still pretty cool. Also, rumor is they'll be filming in some
invisible
parking
plane.
Garage.
People are saying it's the invisible plane.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
She's in the cockpit right now.
Oh, my God. Based on the way she's holding her hands. Yeah. That's hysterical.
They might be filming in a parking garage this weekend somewhere.
Are we seeing the invisible jet in this movie? Do we have any idea?
No, I think that was a joke, but it really does kind of look like
that.
It.
Yeah. That's amazing. All right.
As far as I know, she's only had the invisible jet on, like, the cartoons.
Mm.
I mean, I don't even know. Was there a run in the comics where there was a physical invisible jet? There very well may have been, and I don't know it.
I think so.
It's possible.
You guys let us know.
Chat roll. I want to
know
the answer to
chat
that.
Roll.
Is the invisible jet comic canon? Or is it only animated canon?
Well, we already know that Aquaman is going to have a trailer at Comic-Con. What we do not know is the surprise that Gal Gadot is bringing to Comic-Con. We don't know. They're telling us that she's bringing a, quote, look at Wonder Woman 84 with her. So by the time July 21st rolls around, it'll be a little bit less than 2 months' worth of filming. Do you think we're going to get a 15-second teaser, perhaps? Even though Wonder Woman, when is it coming out? Next year sometime.
Yeah, it's like the same spot as Aquaman. Yeah.
Remember, but I think in November?
Yes, a little bit earlier.
Remember that even just seeing Gal is a look at Wonder Woman. So, like,
true.
Don't get your hopes up too much that means footage.
Do you think we see Cheetah? Because we have not seen anything from her.
I would, if I had to guess.
Kristen Wiig definitely
if
coming.
If I had to guess, I do think that we are going to see a little bit of footage, something to do with Cheetah.
Yes.
But I'm not sure, so I'm trying not to get my hopes up about it.
I think you're right. I think you're going to see Cheetah. I think you're going to see some of that action shot we saw right there. I think they're going to put a little something together, not unlike, you know, the early Guardians of the Galaxy from a couple years ago. Like, there's going to be something, and
what's
I think
crazy
even
is
more of Shazam, and I think a whole lot of Aquaman, obviously. The big Aquaman. I mean, but Shazam, too. I bet you get like a minute or a 45-seconder.
That would be crazy.
I mean, yeah, Shazam is done filming, so I think you're right. I think a 30-second teaser is definitely possible. As far as Wonder Woman, I don't know. We're over a year before the release, so I think we might just get something like a logo. Maybe
nope.
A quick
we
look.
No, I already got the logo. Yeah. Already got official photos.
Because if they're going to wait for a Wonder Woman 84, they would have just waited for the logo for that. But they
unless other possibilities that she's gone completely insane and she just purchased a mini Shetland pony and she wants to bring her own pony on the stage at Hall H for Comic Con that she's named Wonder Pony,
which is still
and
great.
She just wants everybody to see it. That's the only other thing besides footage it could realistically
she
be.
Or she could bring the invisible jet with her and say, "Look."
Yeah.
And then
I've got my invisible jet here, like Emperor's New Clothes style situation where she's just like, I'm in my plane, just like when Ben Affleck brought the Batmobile out at Comic-Con late at night a couple of years ago. But it'll just be Gal, and she'll be just like sitting in that position.
She could spring for a pony. I think she could afford it.
Oh, definitely.
My little pony.
Yeah, it's interesting if you're going to put something out that far ahead of time, but... And we haven't seen any photos of Kristen Wiig. We don't even know if she's been on set yet, but then again, we're still a month away, so... Odds are Kristen Wiig will be on set at some point over
and
the next
and the chat roll is confirming that Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet was featured in the comics as recently as the Greg Rucka run.
There you go.
And as well as Rebirth. So I was not aware. And I've read some of that run.
Mm. Boom.
Well, maybe you just didn't see it.
So how about this?
What you got?
Could Matt Reeves' Batman be in the same world as Pick Your Joker movie? It's a little confusing. So there's a guy from Forbes who said he's heard it floating around from several sources that he trusts that basically if the Joker movie with Joaquin is successful, and since Matt Reeves is rebooting Batman, the idea would be to cross these two together in a future movie rather than just have the Batman be part of the DCEU. Now, these are a lot of rumors, and it's a lot of what have yous because they're saying if the Joker movie is successful, the Joaquin Phoenix one, which is definitely happening, they're saying.
That's the one that actually sounds more like it's happening than the Leto one.
Yeah.
I guess.
I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie will never happen.
You did.
I guess I'm wrong.
Are you recounting?
Yeah.
Wait, Roxy Stryer, the crown jewel of DC movie news, is making an official retraction.
Put Adam's foot in your mouth. Adam's foot goes in your mouth.
I actually think I said I'll literally put my own foot in my mouth, I'm wearing a dress right now, so that wouldn't be ladylike. Nope. I don't understand this choice to have a... If this movie does well, so then they're saying then we will... This movie is so many years away from getting made, and then we're going to wait until then to reboot our Batman, and then that Batman is going to have Joaquin Phoenix Joker in that Batman movie?
And they're saying the Joker, Joaquin, is going to be starting this fall in New York.
But Jared Leto will still also be the Joker, but not in our Batman movie. It's just, I'm a fan of DC. I am a reader and a TV show watcher and a movie watcher and a lover, and it's confusing to me. Imagine being just somebody who goes to see these movies. This is confusing.
Yeah. And Sky Patterson reminds us that this is all very, very grain of salt to be had, rumor mongering here. I would say it does look like the Joker film's getting made, but Matt Reeves' film, you know, the rumors are pointing to that it is going to be in its own thing. And one way they might do that to avoid confusion is do what they're doing with some of these other movies and putting it in a different time period. So that's how they could potentially meet up. I'm going to say my personal hot take on this situation. I know people are going to hate me for saying this. I kind of like Batman in a world where he's the most crazy thing that's going on. Batman works really well from a story-making point of view when there aren't supernatural beings and Green Lanterns and Supermans and everything. It works great in the comics and everything. But
so you want him in Joaquin Phoenix world?
Maybe not necessarily, but I don't hate the idea of him being in his own world. And I know people are going to say, but we've seen that time and again. But it's just a guy dressing up as a bat, doing those things is so incredible. And his rogues gallery is so deep. I just don't know if you improve the storytelling of Batman by adding people that have better powers. I think you can improve the other stories by having Batman because Batman's that cool. So if they're thinking about kind of slicing off this Matt Reeves Batman and saying he's in his own Batverse, then I don't know that I hate this idea. I do not believe, though, that there are going to be two Joker moves getting made.
I have a hard time believing that, too.
It's not. No way.
That's what I said.
I'll put Roxy's foot in my mouth.
Wow.
If we see a release of two
How many
Joker
toes?
Movies. All of them.
All
10 of them.
Wow.
1 foot plus 5 of the other toes.
Dang. Johnny?
Okay. Well, speaking of the Joker movie, it's going to have a $55 million budget. Half of that could be going to Robert De Niro. So... The rumor is that Todd Phillips wants De Niro. The current name of the character is Murray Franklin. They're saying that could be a code name for a more well-known character in the DC universe. But they do want De Niro, apparently. Obviously, it's going to be 80s, Gotham City. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be mobster-infested. I mean, who better than De Niro, even at his age now? He could play a mafia don.
Wait, so this is also going to be in the 80s, but it's not in the DCEU. So we're going to have a Wonder Woman 80s film and a Joker 80s film in two different cities in two different universes,
maybe not. Maybe Wonder Woman shows up in with De Niro somehow at some point.
Wow. I love De Niro.
And I think there's no question De Niro would do this because De Niro likes the checks.
Not even just that. I think De Niro, he's at the age now where I think he still enjoys working.
Yeah.
And so
he does. And he loves working in New York. I know he lives in New York. He's got businesses in New York. He's got Tribeca Films he's a partner in. And if Scorsese is indeed producing, I mean, he just did this Netflix movie, The Irishman. I think, I mean, you're telling me De Niro and
Joaquin Phoenix?
And Joaquin? and it's like tangentially a DC movie. Like, that's starting to sound good no matter what it is.
I'm just confused.
I'm very confused. Listen, yeah. You should be. And there's no reason you shouldn't be. But hopefully after Comic-Con, you'll be a little less confused.
Maybe.
It does sound exciting, though, like making like lower budget films that like have a little bit of like a I don't give an F factor as much, right? So they can take a little bit bigger swings.
I mean, look, Deadpool's budget was $55 million-ish. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you guys in the chat talking about the multiverse. I get it. I understand that as a DC fan, I get that there's a multiverse and we can physically make this happen.
Yeah.
It just still think it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what they said. They're like, listen, we're not going to be as about like one continuity. Like Warner Brothers has said that. So now it's starting to take shape and you're going to see there's different ways that they can make movies. They're like, if we could do Elseworlds stories in the comics, why can't we do Elseworlds movies?
Yeah.
Because it's completely unshackled storytelling potentially. Mm-hmm.
Here's a quick one. So, John Stankey, basically the new, he's the boss at AT&T. They bought Time Warner for a mere $85.4 billion.
I'm sure he never got made fun of growing up.
Stankey! he went on to praise Kevin Sugihara and saying good things about DC and how excited he is. And, you know, many people were expecting Sugihara to be leaving after the big merger, but if, you know, you're taking Stankey at his word, Kevin's going to be sticking around. Some people are not a fan of Sugihara, some people are. Just a little story there. No big whoop.
A lot of shakeups. We're going to see how this all turns out.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about Larry Fong? I think you added that today, Adam. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. This was just kind of cool. Like, a little bit later, after, you know, BVS, Fallout, Larry Fong, who's still... I forget what film that he's got
BVS.
Coming out.
Well, he did BVS, but...
But he was probably promoting something new, right? Like, did he... I don't know. Did he do... I don't know what his latest film was. Anyway, he was talking about how people will say about BVS, you know, oh, that movie sucked, but your work was great because it looked so beautiful.
It did look great.
And he was, like, not having it.
Yeah. I would get why that would be frustrating.
He basically said, you know, listen, I did my job, Zach did his job, we all come together to make this new baby, and you all own your part in it.
So basically he says, I listened to that for a while and was like, okay, well, thanks, but then the more I thought about it, I thought, I'm not going to accept that because everyone's working towards a common goal, right? And Zach's my brother, and I'm not going to go, yeah, you know, he did a horrible job, but I didn't. I just did my job. That's right. I don't accept that. If you have a baby, if you make a baby together, you're proud of that baby. You can't divide that up.
That's right.
Good. It's good life lesson that you can't divide a baby.
No, you got to love that baby.
You know, it's got to stay whole, most importantly.
Yeah. You can't.
You
so
cannot
you're saying
split
you,
up a baby.
You can't split the baby.
No, I can't take the arm, Adam, while you take the leg.
I always
thought. Because you have this foot thing now.
Yes.
Now, how about this? This is another one we added today. A Justice League storyboard artist recently confirmed a rudimentary version of Zack Snyder's vision for Justice League. A lot of people are jumping to conclusions saying, oh my God, that means there's a Snyder cut. And I don't think that's necessarily the case, but people are kind of going crazy about it.
This was the most annoying back and forth on Twitter that I've like pretty much ever seen. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the Snyder cut continuous going on and on. Jay Oliva said, what I meant with 99% is that all the scenes Zach envisioned was shot and exist in one form or another. Of course, there's still VFX that's unfinished, but I never inferred that the film was 99% done. And then basically people are going back and forth being like, but then why don't we see it? And then people are tweeting at AT&T being like, hey, there's millions of ravenous fans who want the release of the Snyder Cut, so go ahead and release that tomorrow. That could be a good sign of faith for the fans. Huh. And AT&T actually responded being like, hey, thanks for your feedback. We're always looking to expand. We're always here. We always hear you. In all fairness, they spelled here.
Oh, but you know, this is different though. I was always like complaining at how little the, you know, Warner Brothers would reach out and talk to the fans. So it's kind of funny that now AT&T owns it. They're like, well, we're using our customer service skills that we've learned as a telecommunications company, and we're going to apply that and like say, like, actually reach out to the fans and not ignore them. It's kind of interesting.
It's just like for fans to be like, we would like this, please put it out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are you
and then
kidding?
Jay Oliva is the storyboard artist. He's been going back and forth with Mark Hughes. And basically what he says is, what I'm saying is 99% of Zach's vision was shot. He's like, I wasn't saying it was edited and cut ready to go. But he was saying that, there is an existence of
So Nolan Dean is putting it out there in the chat. He said, for everyone in the chat here, if they released a Snyder Cut limited release in theaters, would you pay again to go see it?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
All of us.
But I'm so mad about the fact that I said yeah, because I would pay to go see it because it's my job. But I would not pay to go see it to support people who demanded this cut, because I think it's wrong that we are such, like, we're living in an age of such entitlement that we're just like, we want it now. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I don't know that I would pay to go see it, like, a film that's, like, unfinished. And I don't know why people, like, are convinced that it would have done better. Like, you know, like, based on what? That people think it would have been a success, or do they just think it would have been a better film?
Do you remember when they announced that Justice League Final Cut was only 2 hours? The vitriol from fans chanting, like, death threats on Twitter. Just the anger.
But it did say, but I gotta say, there was smoke and there was fire there. Because people were like, oh, it's too short, and it's like, it's because they were, like, cobbling it together. Like, there was smoke and there was fire there. I mean, you know, if it was everything everybody wanted, it would have been like a fat two hour 12-minute. You know, no way it's coming in under that.
Probably right on that one. And before we move on to TV time,
what?
We should say rest in peace to Richard Allen Greenberg, who did the titles for Superman the movie, and he's 71 years old. And Adam, you love your Superman.
Well, I gotta say, as a child, I probably saw a bunch of movies before I saw Superman. And yes, I was seeing a Superman movie and I was a child. And which child doesn't love Superman? But I remember those titles. You know, like every time I see them, they're still magical. Like that's the first time a title sequence really stood out to me. And this guy has also done it for The Matrix, another very memorable one, and some other big ones. So this guy was a giant in that specific field. Like, I often wonder that. Like, I look at titles, even like subtitles and wipes and those graphics. I'm like, who goes into that focus?
Yeah.
Like,
but some people love that. And I was really excited to see, this is such a weird thing to say, but he was trending like number one on Twitter. And I think that's really cool that if you're that passionate about your job, it's not like he's a everybody knows household name, but he had a lasting impact on people.
Sure did.
And like you said, Johnny, rest in peace.
Absolutely. And last thing before TV time, a lot of video game fans at E3 were upset because there was no essentially, you know, DC announcement. And then, you know, I should say Rocksteady is the video game company. I don't know shit about video games. Rocksteady released a statement saying, we know how much it means to you. You keep us inspired. We'll share it with you as soon as it's ready. So I think they were looking for, their last video game was Batman Arkham VR, and they want to know what's next. And they were expecting E3 to have an announcement, and bottom line is it's not ready.
What's next is Spider-Man. That's what they've been working on.
That's not them.
That's Rocksteady.
No. No way. No way. Print it up. Show me. That's Rocksteady? No.
I'll double check it.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong on that. They are working on a DC game, and I believe everyone was expecting to hear Superman announced.
Well, we talked about them working on a DC game 3 weeks ago.
People are assuming it's either Superman or Superman Justice League, so it's like 99%, but they still didn't even say what this. No, Spider-Man was a totally different studio, because I'm following that game closely, because I cannot wait to get Spider-Man.
There you go. With that said, Roxy!
Anthony, interrupt me whenever you figure out what you were looking for, but also play the TV time thing.
It's time for Roxy Strive's TV time. All the girls think Johnny's fine. Adam's cooking.
Batman, that he's wrong.
Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time!
Yeah.
All right, so the first things first, we've been talking a lot about the streaming service for, I don't know, a year now, maybe? Mm-hmm. And there was a woman named Dani Snow who announced that she said, quote, I was at DC Comics, DC Entertainment. Mm-hmm. We're about to launch, I think, late August, our digital DC digital platform, which will be the hub for all things DC. Here. There will be digital movies, TV shows that you can watch streaming. We're going to have a lot of comics on there, which is all very exciting stuff. And she went on to explain that in addition to producing new shows, they're working on adding a back catalog of older animated TV shows and movies. I know people were really excited for that, they're just going to pile it all up and try to give us everything that we want and more, which they're going to have to do because we're all running out of money.
Yeah, I pulled out of CBS's monthly thing, right? I'm definitely not
they
giving
had
CBS.
One?
Yes, they had one for the Star Trek thing, and I watched a couple episodes, and I'm like, I don't
remember
care.
Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah. It was the only other thing.
Yeah.
But okay. I am going to pay for this Even just for old cartoons.
And don't forget, NBC CISO failed real quick.
Yes.
I mean, and I felt bad for, you know, a lot
the
of
comedy
my...
comedy one.
A lot of
the
my comedy buddies, yeah. They
people had shows,
released
yeah.
comedy specials with CISO. And I remember when they were doing those, I had an inkling. I was like, I don't think this is going to last. And now it's like you put all your effort into making a comedy special, and they all got them back. I don't know one of my friends who was able to resell that special, and no one watched it. No one subscribed to CISO.
Yeah.
That I don't sucks. Think NBC did it right.
Yeah. Batmanthony has admitted that it is Insomniac Studios that does the PlayStation, that does the PS4 Spider-Man game and not Rocksteady, so he just didn't want to come on mic and say that because he's too ashamed.
I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course you didn't want to interrupt.
I was wrong.
Right.
I guess because I thought they had the same fight style.
Yeah, I guess similar. Well, look, I'm very excited about that. I'm also very excited about the return of one of the first, the original, the oldest, the greatest game shows ever known to man. One that I know you would want to host.
Yep.
I would want to host.
I campaigned so for it. I campaigned.
That's right. Take the Physical Challenge. Double Dare is back on Nickelodeon. That's right. The first one, the best game show for kids, returns Monday, June 25th at 8 p.m. That is this Monday.
Whoa.
Double Dare legend Mark Summers, who actually has hosted on the Food Network, a channel that I've been on and has also produced a bunch of shows, is back. And he's teaming up with new host Liza Koshy. Koshy, you know her.
Koshy.
Liza Koshy. And they're going to be bringing you more mind-boggling trivia, larger-than-life obstacles, big prizes, and more slime. Than ever before.
I love nothing more than slime.
You like what child didn't want to get slime?
What adult doesn't want to get slime?
I was so mad when I was a kid because they filmed Double Dare in Florida, and I was like, I want to go. So
you
bad.
Want to go? Gear up for the messiest game show on TV. The all new Double Dare premieres Monday, June 25th at 8. Monday on 8 on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, when they announced that was coming back, like I could not believe it.
I love that Mark Summers is back there still.
Yeah, he's doing something. He's doing corresponding, or maybe he's going to be the voiceover. I'm not quite sure, but I did a little campaign on Twitter, but it turns out Liza Koshy has 16 million
followers.
You
did like a Make Me John Stewart style Green
no,
Lantern
I just,
campaign?
No, someone mentioned it, and I said, sure, I'll do it, and then I got a bunch of likes and whatnot as a joke, but... Liza Koshy is quite popular.
That's awesome. So. Well, anyway,
and
I
you'll
check
still
that
watch
out.
It and check it out. I'm still watching I'm it. I'm excited. I just want some slime back in my life.
There you go.
How do I? What do I? This next piece of news, Adam. I feel like you're never here to talk about.
Oh, I know what you're going with this.
Well, go ahead, Adam, because he's your boy, and I feel like every time that we talk about it, you just.
I don't know where and when they're going to be talking about the TV stuff, if that's going to happen in Hall H or if there's going to be like a DC TV
panel
that in the other room,
yeah.
right? That's the 20 room, whatever.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if James Wan also swings over to that panel to show at least some concept art or something cool from the Swamp Thing.
Gotta be. Mm-hmm.
Because it's ramping up to production. We know Abby Arcane is going to be it. Anton Arcane is going to be in it. And now we're hearing about another villain.
So here's what we've got. Two new male characters joining the series, perhaps the most notable and most ambiguous one calls for a late 40s to late 50s actor in the mold of Lawrence Fishburne or Jeff Goldblum.
Why not just ask for Lawrence Fishburne?
To play a smart, slick, and cunning villain. Mm-hmm. You think he would do it, Johnny?
Lawrence? Yeah, of course. Or you think a digital subscription service is too beneath him?
No, I don't think that. I think digital think about what our digital subscription services are. Amazon, Hulu, Netflix,
sure.
They all provide some of the best content that there frickin' is.
Agreed.
I think that it will all depend on what exactly this villain character is and what they look like. We'll have to see. But I know that this is something that we will all be watching, and at least I can count on Adam to finally catch up to a show with me so I have somebody talk about it with
oh no Adam. I will I think I'm gonna subscribe and I will do my damnedest to actually watch those shows.
I'll go anywhere for Swamp Thing. I cannot wait. I love Green Monster Guys. Like, that's why I like the Hulk. I just love Monster Guys. I love Thing.
Is the realistic, like, serious, I want an actual number. If the only thing was Swamp Thing behind the digital service, how much are you paying a month
for?
It's
not possible.
I mean, I'd pay $5.99 a month
just to watch a Swamp Thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Maybe $8.99 if it was, like, amazing.
Just to see Swamp Thing.
But if it was a terrible show, then I would stop.
The
I'd be like,
that
you know,
we
it's
will
garbage.
Go.
I mean, I will say this. I'm excited for the... I don't have cable anymore. I cut the cord a while ago. I'm never home. So the fact that they have this service now, I will definitely log in because now I can watch when I have time. If I'm traveling, I could down... Maybe they'll have a thing like Netflix. You could download episodes and watch on a plane.
But some episodes I can't download on Netflix. It's just frustrating.
I gotta believe DC is going to have the download option for people like us who are traveling and we're stuck on a the plane. That's where I'll be able to actually catch up on TV for once.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Let's talk a little bit of Legends of Tomorrow, which is one of my favorite of the DC CW TV.
Oh, where Constantine is going to be back in full effect next season.
Yeah. We've got some casting news. They're looking for their first. The first one is a female Asian character in her 20s named Allie, who will be joining Legends for a series regular role.
I know.
She is somewhere in her 20s as a young woman who is searching deeply for her mission in life. Aren't we all, Adam? The casting description reads, teased as a mega intelligent and sharp as heck person, Allie tends to sometimes be a little aloof and being too distracted by her own imagination as well as romantic impulses. Oh, Allie.
And did they say they were casting? What did they say they were casting specifically? Just a female?
It's that one, and the second one is they're casting for Nate Haywood. You guys know him as Steel on the show. It's played by Nick Zano's father, Hank Haywood. So he will be a recurring role, and a recurring role that is somewhere in his 60s. And while he is loved by so many, his son Nate is not one of them.
I know.
So they've got a tough relationship. That's exciting to me because I just love all things CW.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of CW,
there was some dude, some troll that just laid into you on Facebook this past week. There's some guy every single week.
What's the deal with that?
Every single
I DM'd him. I've never DM'd anybody.
Oh, that angry guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he trolls us every week.
And he didn't respond. Oh, so he just wrote. He wrote to me and he said, "Roxy is not a DC fan. She's a CW fan."
That
and
one.
And I wrote back to him and I said, "Listen, man, you can disagree with my opinion all you want. For 4 years, every single week I've done this show.
Right.
I watch every single, not just the CW, DC shows there are. I've seen every single movie. I read the comic books. I love DC. So I'm not a fan because what? Because what?
Like
Isn't
I said,
that what a fan is?
I think you're giving that person exactly what they want.
I know. It just pissed me off.
Right. I always comment back.
I think you're giving them exactly what they
want. Here's the thing.
He didn't respond.
This dummy still watches. So I just comment back, hey, thanks for watching.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
So we got some premiere dates. I know it seems far away, but October is really around the corner. On Tuesday, October 9th, we've got at 8 p.m. the Flash season premiere, and at 9 p.m., the Black Lightning season premiere.
And
on Wednesday, October 10th, this doesn't matter as much to you guys because it's not here, but just talking CW, we've got Riverdale and All-American. And then Thursday, we've got Supernatural and All-American. Friday, none of our DC shows. Sunday, we've got Supergirl coming back on October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow on October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what that looks like. So you can get ready for all of our amazing shows.
Yeah.
Which is really... really great. Moving on to, again, talking about CW, I was shocked to, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this episode of Supergirl, spoiler. I had no idea Jeremy Jordan was leaving the show. He had a massive goodbye episode this week. It was very confusing and out of left field.
It
was the finale of Supergirl, and it just like hit me where it hurt. I had no idea it was going to be coming, and he finally put out a statement because people were so confused and we were like, why did he leave? Did he have issues with the cast? And I won't read it for you. You guys can find it if you want. But essentially what his statement is, I love the show. I have no issues. I realize it's time for me to move on. I need to spend more time with my wife and I need to take care of the next part of my career and my home. So seems like he's leaving on good terms. He said he definitely will be back. He just will not be a regular. And that Wynn will be back on the show at some point, so you guys don't have to worry about that. He wasn't really doing that much recently anyway. Preacher, guys, is coming back to you guys this Sunday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Season 3. I've heard some crazy ups and downs on it. And I almost forgot to mention, because of the fact that this was announced almost a week ago, but I guess it was announced right after our show, that Lucifer was picked up for a fourth season by Netflix.
How about that?
I know, it's wild. And last week on the show, right before Netflix picked it up, we talked about how Amazon had announced that they were in talks to pick up a fourth season. And then Netflix, whoop, with that swoop, and they picked it up. And it is officially coming back for a fourth season.
Do you think that means that DC's own streaming service passed on it or didn't? I mean, they must have had the first right of refusal, I would think.
I am so surprised by that. And I don't really get what happened there. I wonder if they weren't allowed to take it for some reason, or it was came down to a monetary thing. I really don't know, Adam. It's a great question.
That's weird, right?
DC may feel like their service is already full.
And also, I don't know if they're keeping all their original stuff in the same universe, a la Marvel. Like, and that's honestly what I hope, which would mean that, like, Titans and Swamp Thing and Doom Patrol, I would like to see them all in the same universe, maybe separate from the Berlantiverse, dare I say. But
it's got to be. It's got to be. We can't just keep adding to the Berlantiverse. You can't have to watch all of these shows in order to catch up. It's too hard. It's too hard. Do you hear me?
I don't know.
Another thing, Adam, we were really excited about this. It was just announced today. Well, not announced, but we're talking about it. Jodie Foster, guys, may be in talks for a key role in FX adaptation of Why the Last Man.
Director, Academy Award nominee, winner?
Clarice Starling.
Also, I believe Emmy nominee, too. I think she was nominated for an episode of Black Mirror. Is that not even...
Was she in Black Mirror?
No, no, she directed an episode of Black Mirror. That might not have happened, but it was one of the best episodes that has ever been on that show.
Which one was it?
This year with... it was called
What happened then? I saw them all.
Wait, let me
was it? Oh, was it USS, that one? Where the guy took DNA from people and made his own separate reality? Not that one.
Oh, you're talking about the Star Trek, but not Star Trek one?
Yeah, that one.
No, no.
USS McAllister.
It was the Hang the DJ one, I think, but I'm...
Hang the DJ was okay.
Is what I think it was called, but no, I'm forgetting the name of it because it was...
The dating one.
Archangel. Yeah, the dating one. That's what it was. Hang the DJ was...
Wait. No, Hang the DJ was the dating one. Archangel was the weird robot things chasing him down and stuff, I think.
I'm sorry. I gotta give Jodie Foster her props. 4-time nominated... 2-time winning Academy Award winning actress.
Wow.
And what about acclaimed director Jodie Foster, amazing. Possibly circling Why the Last Man, which has been, they've been trying to get this made for so long. Do you know how long they've been talking about Why the Last Man? And that's what's great is like that, like Preacher, it's a closed loop, I believe, right? There's only a certain amount of episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but then they could go on past that.
Oh my God. Well, Preacher is pulling the taffy on this one. They're not rushing through the story.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all. But I do think that this next year is going to be pretty close to our. What is it?
We're going to have Preacher, Why the Last Man, The Boys, plus this Miller stuff world that's going on. Like, there's going to be a whole new generation of many, many new comic book shows that are happening.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
So much.
Cloak and Dagger looked pretty good there. I just saw the first episode.
So freaking good.
Shout out to the other guys.
We're running over to our other people, but that's okay. So a lot of TV stuff, and I'm glad that we at least have another DC show coming back, because with Supergirl ending this week... we're DC hurting on TV right now.
Very much so. So before we go, you both have announcements to make. So Roxy, let's go with you first. You and Mikey Christmas did a little something this week.
We did do something this week, and it was pretty awesome. It was for DC. I don't want to say exactly what it was yet, but it definitely will be coming out. We'll be tweeting out about it. We filmed over at Warner Brothers.
Will it be digital?
Super cool. I can't say.
You don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know exactly. I think that Mike might be... posting a picture of it soon, so we'll see about that. But yeah,
that's
it was definitely exciting, and to be there with a bunch of DC fans and lovers, and also I can just let you know that I may or may not have done a better job than Mike.
Wow.
Whoa, crown jewel.
Shots fired.
I'm on board. I'm on board with that.
Thanks.
So yes, I'm excited to see and hear what it's all about. So Adam Gertler, you're on the Food Network.
Food Network Star. Season 14, currently appearing.
Yes.
That's right. I crushed the competition on Comeback Kitchen, and now I got the kids.
You crushed the competition.
I got through it. They gave me Jewish Deli as one of my last episodes, and I don't know if you saw Food Network Star, but we had to do a mini competition, a mentor challenge, and it was you had to do a podcast. So most people had never done a podcast before. Fans of DC Movie News, I say thank you. I say thank you to my co-host here. I was very prepared for that episode because I've been doing a podcast for almost 4 years.
Nailed it.
With you guys.
That's awesome.
But I did want to also mention, I'm a little embarrassed about this. This is very selfish and shameless promotion. There is a fan poll for Food Network Star at Food Network's, their website, whatever. I don't even know where it is. and I wasn't going to promote it because whatever, that's a stupid popularity contest. And we, DC Movie News Nation, we don't need that popularity contest, right?
We don't need it!
Unless we do.
However.
Let's see what the stupid thing is
where I'm falling. I bet I'm like in the heat. I'm dead last, folks.
We want to be popular.
Folks, ooh, I'm dead last.
Last is bad.
I don't want to win this thing. I just want to not be in last place.
It's a little embarrassing. You're kind of making us look bad with that plate thing.
If there's any way.
The campaign begins right now.
This is the start of the campaign. Thank you, Batmanthony.
It's real simple. We are going to tweet this video along with the link. So it keeps it simple for you. It'll take you right to the page.
You go right
there. All you got to do is click one time under the lovely face of Adam Gertler. You click vote. You drag his ass out of last place.
Right. Yeah. And listen, I'm not trying to just garner votes. If you watch the show and you're a fan of somebody else,
no, vote for Adam anyway.
No, I mean, vote for them.
Vote for them.
But if you get a second vote, again, not looking to win, just
can't be in last.
This is my campaign,
Adam,
to officially,
we can make you win.
I want to officially not lose.
DCEU, make it happen.
I don't know if I can sit next to a last place loser.
It's okay
to come in second to last.
That's why
I
shouldn't sit next
loser
to me.
Let me be clear. Well, I'm a loser and I'm okay with being a loser.
Yeah, but last place loser,
not good.
Double loser.
Yeah. So thank you.
Loser of the losers.
That's my complaint.
That's what they'll call you.
Least of the badness lost.
Oh, do you know the website?
I don't know. It's on the Food Network thing. I know, that's why I'm in last place.
You're watching this on Twitter and Facebook. The link's going to be there for you. Click on it. Vote for him. Let's drag him out of last place. Let's see how far we can get with this. Let's see if maybe he'll win the fan vote.
Here's to not losing.
Bam. With that said, let's put ourselves over. You already did.
That's it.
All right, Roxy.
You guys can find me at Roxy Stryer.
Mike Kalinowski at Mike Kalinowski. We are at DC Movies SK. Batmanthony, how about yourself?
Oh, you can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_, if you can hear me. Oh, there it is. TonyBTony_.
That's right. I'm at Jay Quasto. Of course, you can watch me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every single week. We have our Coastline Clash massive event coming up. You can watch worldwide on Fight TV or nationwide sporadically, so check out local listings there. Other than that, some comedy stuff coming up. Brea Improv next week, Irvine Improv next week. JLOComedy.com, and if you want to get the old album, QuastoAlbum.com. Otherwise, guys, we love you. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Out of last place.
Yes.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.